Yes, yes, yes. And we're back live. You're still listening to Echo Box Radio. I'm your host, Joy Gill, your host for today, live from the Oysterfest at the Melkweg. I'm here with my next guest, Sam Gallatry.
Hello, what's happening?
How you doing?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for being here, actually.
Of course, man. Thanks for having me.
It's so nice to see like that every one of the artists has been so kind and was like, yeah, sure, I'll come down for an interview. Yeah. Quick snap, real quick.
Of course.
So I'm glad that you're here. Have you been at the festival for a long time now? Or
I just arrived.
You just arrived?
For this, yeah, just to speak to you.
Really? Okay. But there have been some great artists and some great performances
before
you.
Yeah, it's fun. I take it's like a UK showcase almost.
Yeah, definitely,
good,
definitely.
So very nice.
When I was talking to other people, it was very funny to hear it, like they were saying, oh, I live in the UK, but people that I never see or never saw performing, I saw them today, you know, like meeting other people like at the other side of the pond. So that was nice.
I should have been here earlier in that case.
No,
I've
no
just
worries.
Been busy, man. I feel very tired, but yeah? I'm happy to be here for sure.
Why are you tired?
I just had two dates. I've not toured in a long time either. I don't think I've done like shows back to back. Well, last year I did London and Glasgow, but that's like familiar to me.
Yeah.
So this is like I did Paris two nights ago. Was it two nights? Yeah, two nights ago. And in London two nights before then.
I saw some footage from you in Paris, but like
it looked like it went crazy. Lots of smiles in the crowd. It was good fun. It's different when I sing as well, because like DJ sets are like in a club and it's more, you feel it more, but when you're singing, it's more objective and you see responses. And I'm doing a lot of unreleased stuff, so I'm gauging like responses.
Like you don't know how the songs are going to hit yet.
Exactly.
People can't sing along because the song isn't out. Okay, cool.
It's fun though.
And how's the response been so far?
I wasn't expecting to sing along in general, but they've been singing all the words the first half of the set. Yeah. So yeah, I'm excited to bring it here, man. It's been really good response.
Sick. Have you been singing long at concerts now? Because
no, this is my fourth. This is maybe my fifth one now.
Really?
But like as I said, the first one was in London, then I did Glasgow, and I did one in Belgium, and then this tour again. So
yeah.
I'm pretty new to it. I had a band the last three times as well.
Yeah.
So this is the third time I'm doing it solo tonight.
Okay. And is it still like, are you nervous for things like that?
Yeah, it's definitely more nerve-wracking than DJing.
Yeah.
Because you can't put your head down and just work on songs. It's like you have to, you can't miss a beat, you can't miss a lyric or anything like that. It's more to juggle. But it makes it a bit easier in a weird sense because it's like objective-based.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, no, what song am I going to play next? Like, you know everything that's coming.
Yeah. You know your set list and you're just
that's what rehearsals and stuff are good for.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Makes sense. So how long have you been singing on your records now? Because at first it was instrumental.
It's weird, man. I've tucked it in on almost quite a lot of my songs. Like even Long Distance, I'm singing at the very end.
Ah, okay. But not as...
Not as the full thing. Obviously, Shabarang sample. That's not me doing the main one. But even songs like Reflections, like I sample my voice in it. So I've always kind of dabbled with it.
I was listening
to a lot of beats, so I made a lot of beats.
Okay.
And I started listening to songs more like 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
And that's when I started experimenting with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what kind of songs were you listening to then back then that inspired you to sing?
A lot
yourself?
Of it was like production-based artists, so like people who produce their own stuff.
Uh-huh.
So like Tori Moi is probably my favorite. Like he's why I started. Really
I saw him here like... What was it? Two or three months ago? He's mental.
Yeah.
Like,
he's definitely one of my favorite artists ever.
Yeah, I can imagine.
He got me starting to sing. People, but even like James Blake and stuff, like you know the people who have production interlaced with their singing.
Uh-huh.
And then like, even like Kevin Parker from Tame Impala, he writes all this stuff and then he goes out with the band and then it's like, but he's like the soul of it because of the production and intermixed with the vocals. That's when I really got interested in it.
Okay. But like that was back then that inspired you to sing, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So
weirdly as well, like even like Young Thug and stuff like that.
Really?
I'm obviously not imitating Young Thug, but like that was the stuff that I would listen to if I wasn't listening to beats.
Uh-huh.
And his voice, like inflections and like the way he sings on songs and kind of how he goes off.
Yeah.
Like he's not always on the...
No.
He's not scared of sounding ugly on a track.
That's really
inspiring.
He really likes experimenting on
his
songs.
Exactly.
Like,
and he definitely, that funny photo of him, the meme when he's like engineering the stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's obviously funny, but at the root of that photo, it shows how much care he has to like he's like a perfectionist. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that is a very inspiring, although it's not like directly heard from my music, uh-huh. it definitely plays part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. Sick. We dove like right deep into the music and the current music. Mm-hmm. But I was reading up a bit about you, and you grew up in Stirling, Scotland.
Yeah, Stirling, yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me what it's like growing up in Stirling, like what the music scene is up there?
There isn't one.
There is no music scene.
No.
Okay, so then the question becomes more interesting, because
the very start of my music career, like being interested in production, was there was technically a music scene, but it was like happy hardcore stuff.
Okay, and that is a music scene.
I was 10 years old, my brother was 15. He used to do it, he was really good at it. Mm-hmm. But you get a like really fast trance beat, and then they chop up acapellas, just waveform stuff.
Yeah.
So they do it on an acid probe. A lot of it's reminiscent of like the PC music stuff nowadays. It reminds me of that. Uh-huh. It's kind of hyper pop stuff. Very similar to what my brother was making. I wasn't really into it.
Yeah.
But it was kind of a culture, like you make a song, you put it on your Sony Ericsson, you send it on Bluetooth, and it could go like, that was when things would go viral.
Yeah.
Like a physical thing, you would see the response, but if it was on everyone's phone, it was a big song. That was what it was like in Scotland. Obviously, I don't really make that music, but if my brother wasn't doing that at such a young age, I wouldn't have started so early. Because I was sampling when I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
And then I used FL Studio when I was 12.
Okay.
It's the same software I use now.
Sick.
So I've been using it more than I've not been using it in my whole life.
Okay.
Grew up with it.
So there was definitely an influence from the environment, from the place you were in.
Yeah. Like, it's not like I suddenly said, oh, I'm going to be a musician or like a producer. Uh-huh. It was there, but my brother was kind of like, he wasn't like, go and work on it, because it's complicated stuff.
Yeah.
But I was just, it was perfect alignment, really. Uh-huh. So I'm very blessed in that sense. Although, because even in the sense of like, no one around me was telling me what to make. And I wasn't making it for anyone around me, mm-hmm. for anyone's approval, because my music taste was different from all their stuff anyway. Like Daft Punk is why I started.
Yeah.
And I was like 9 years old, but people weren't really listening to Daft Punk.
I
club music at 10 and 12. You know what I mean?
I heard like that Around the World was one of your biggest inspirations for you to start.
I remember exactly where I was when I first heard it.
Take me back to the moment.
It's a place called Causeway Road. I was driving and uh-huh. Annie Mac played it. I think I was 8 or 9. And YouTube had just came out. So I must have been 9 years old, because YouTube started at 2006. So
yeah.
Daft Punk I loved for a long time, but I didn't know I loved them because I didn't know the songs. Mm-hmm. And then I went on YouTube and I seen One More Time, which I'd heard on adverts, stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's another duo called Royksopp from Norway, and they have loads of songs on adverts, but they're like, people, you'd say, do you know Royksopp? They'd be like, no, you play 3-4 songs, they'll know the mm-hmm. songs.
Yeah.
That was a lot of my childhood too. I'd mm-hmm. absorb like songs that I didn't know the name of, but I knew I really liked it. Basement Jacks is another example mm-hmm. of it. So as a young kid, I was noticing I really was interested in that sound, like electronic. Royksopp did, you know what Top of the Pops is?
No. Please.
It's like MTV, how would you describe it? It's kind of like, it was like music TV, and they perform for the TV.
Uh-huh.
So they might not actually be singing, maybe lip syncing.
Yeah.
But in the UK, it's around from like 70s, maybe even 60s, mm-hmm. till like 2000s. But I remember seeing Royksopp on Top of the Pops, and they didn't sing a word. They were in like a vintage car with like synthesizers.
Yeah.
And there was no vocals. I was like 5, and I was like, what is going on? I remember that placing like a planting a seed in my brain of mm-hmm. like, that's interesting. So just tiny little things led me to this point where I heard Daft Punk, knowing it was Daft Punk for the first time. Also, was massively obsessed with Star Wars, so the link of the robots
with
the droids.
Yeah.
It was like a passion that just extended mm-hmm. out. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. So if I'm hearing you correctly, like it was most of the weirder electronic stuff. Like at the time, it was more of like...
Yeah. Yeah, I remember there was a point where I really wanted pop music to sound more dancey, and then it happened and I was pretty upset because it became like, I guess when I was, I don't know, like even like the electro time, there was a, when I was growing consciousness of really enjoying music,
mm-hmm.
stuff that was popular on the music video channels was like, when indie and electronica were blending together, like Justice,
mm-hmm.
Klaxons and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So before I had control of what my tastes were, there was kind of good stuff there, which I was, it was like stuff that would stand out would really stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's that thing of, I don't know the term of it. But when you like fantasize over an era of time or something like that, I was pretty happy with the pop music I grew up on, but it gets a bit, you just know, I don't know if it's growing up, but you notice like the decline in quality or something like that.
I guess that's part of growing up as well.
Yeah. It's maybe because I was just having so much more fun. Yeah. When I was like 9 and 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
I don't even remember the question.
No. It's fine. You get the perfect answer.
Yeah.
So what was your mission back then when you started making music? As in, were you trying to emulate
complete
stuff
hobby.
Like that?
Or? It was just like, it was more like appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you compare it to other things. Like if most of the time, like chefs that are really good at their craft, they would have had a meal that probably changed their life.
Yeah.
And so I was just trying to emulate, or at least try and get to a point where I could emulate what I really liked prior to being able to write music. So like I was trying to imitate Daft Punk by like looking for old samples, which they would like. George Duke, for example, is a jazz fusion artist that they sampled for Digital Love.
Yeah.
And that introduced me to a bunch of George Duke samples. But I even knew when I was like 10 and 12, you're meant to look for obscure ones, which people aren't going to find.
Mm-hmm.
So like sample hunting from back then as well led me to this music, which I still love to this day, which is quite obscure to have a head start on. So I feel like my taste is really what I'm trying to showcase with my music.
Yeah.
And that's an important thing. It takes a certain point of time for producing. Like, I meet a lot of people that start and they'll be doing it for like 4 years and they're like, I just want to give up or this and that.
Yeah.
It takes you X amount of years to get to the point where you're like, oh, I like what I'm making.
Yeah.
You should also try and make music where it's like you're making stuff that you want to hear.
Uh-huh.
Or you see a gap of a sound that's not really prominent anymore, or it could be never been discovered, and you want to like recreate that.
Okay.
So that's another thing about it as well. Like, I don't really listen to too much music because I really focus on like, what would I want to hear if I was listening to me?
So you weren't afraid of failure, if I'm hearing you correctly, because like it was.
If I wasn't what, sorry?
Afraid of failure, because
no.
Like you were just making it, like.
But you
for
choose
the sake
what
of
comes
making.
Out. Like I've definitely got some dodgy,
strange
projects in the laptops that have been stacked up from years to year. But like,
you
have to experiment.
Okay.
Until you find the right bit.
Okay. Did you like what the dodgy things are that are on your laptop right now? Do you still like that, or is it? Like, nah.
Well, I don't like the what?
As in, you were saying that.
I love going back and listening to all the weird stuff that I used to make when I was like 14 and 15. Because obviously it's like disjointed and it's not as mastered or polished off. But it's definitely got I've still got the first track I ever made in my whole life.
Really?
It's like a 5-minute house track.
Is it?
And it's not inaudible. It's not like, oh, what's this? But it's definitely not like I'm going to play it tonight or anything like
Will
that.
Will you ever release it?
It's on SoundCloud.
It's on SoundCloud.
Yeah, I put on like a kind of, what's the word? Not my official SoundCloud.
Oh,
a burner SoundCloud.
But like, wait, is it under your name?
Yeah,
or
yeah,
is it like just a fake
I think
alias.
It's on unreleased Sam G and I posted it.
Okay.
It's my first ever song.
Okay.
You can check it out.
And there are more like unreleased stuff that you just post
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I made this, the second song I ever made was like really, all of them have got the weirdness to it.
Uh-huh.
But I started off making dance music. So it was like, yeah, I don't know how.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain that.
cool. I was wondering. I want to wrap it up in a bit. Like,
yeah, of course.
It's great talking.
I ramble on.
No. That was not what I meant at all. That was not what I meant at all.
Yeah, no, it's all good, bro.
Yeah, so I was wondering, like, so you're now touring with Viewfinder Volume 2, right?
Yes.
Came out last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, is there already something in the pipeline, or are you just touring, focusing on that, like exploring that craft? Or
I'm always thinking about the next one. I think about the next one as soon as the Viewfinder Volume 2 was done, and then I'm on the next 2 or 3.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking about the next project. So yeah, the main thing for me is the music. I like performing and stuff, but creating music's my passion.
Yeah.
So I'm always thinking about. That's why half the show is not released music.
Yeah.
Because I'm testing out the new stuff.
Okay.
I don't know what that is about me, but I'm always like on to the next.
No,
that's why I didn't finish. Like, there's so many unfinished songs of mine.
Yeah.
Because I'm always trying to make something new.
Uh-huh.
That's the really addictive part. It's like the new feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm probably gonna put out my album next, which would be my first album, because the last two big projects I've done are mixtapes.
Okay.
And they'll be more thematic, like they'll be more of a straight genre, because this mixtape's kind of all over the place.
Is there a reason why?
Yeah,
you call it a mixtape?
How I describe it, and that's what makes it a mixtape, is kind of like the way I describe, like, almost like a TV series. So the mixtape's like a TV series.
Okay.
But like the album will be like a film.
Okay.
With like
cool.
one plot. But the TV series can have loads of subplots, but it still has the same characters.
You think of it as more cohesive in that sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's also back to Tori Moi. He's so good at just doing one theme, killing it, and then going to the next one.
I really don't get it.
It's crazy.
I remember seeing him live, like, he had like segments, as in, at one point he would do more of, you know, indie type stuff.
Yeah.
And at other points he would do like more of the disco or house.
Exactly.
Stuff. And I was like, how did you just switch it up like this quick and kill everything?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's so good. That's the inspiring thing for me. He's always the glue of it, but he goes into different tangents.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do as well.
Okay.
But I guess we have different routes to where we end up.
Yeah.
So that's exciting as well.
Okay. Okay. So, are you excited for performing in a bit?
Yeah, I'm buzzing, man.
Yeah?
Really, really excited.
Okay, cool.
Good to chat as well.
Yeah? it's going to be broadcasted over here at Echo Box. I wish you the best of luck with your performance.
Thank you so much.
And, yeah, hope to see you around soon. Everybody, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to play a couple of tunes next, and afterwards we're heading to the live stream of Unknown T, and after that, the live stream of Sammy G.
My guy. Thank you, bro.
Right. Peace.
Think I know which one you want.